Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined again by Paul Sakia from Mirai. This is the second video in a series we are recording with Mirai. And in the first video, we took an overview as to why hotels should invest in digital marketing. In this second video, we look specifically at the lower funnel. What is it? Where does it fit into hotel marketing activities? And why is it possibly the most effective use of digital marketing investment? Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey pal, welcome back. How are you? All good with you? You well?
Yes, thank you very much.
Excellent.
For your time. And again, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. And thank you for joining us in the second episode of the video series we're doing around digital marketing. In the first recording that we did, we touched on a number of areas, including what digital marketing means, which we know means a lot to different people, value of digital marketing, performance metrics to consider. And we also touched within that how the digital marketing funnel and how that has evolved a little bit. And I think you highlighted in that discussion that maybe the phrase funnel is a little older fashioned now. But because hoteliers still can relate to it, we're going to continue with the terms lower, middle and upper funnel through this series so that we can help kind of compartmentalize a little bit the different activities. And so for the purpose of today's discussion, we're going to focus on that lower funnel. So let's kick things off with probably the most obvious question to ask you at the beginning. What is a lower funnel?
The lower funnel is like the peak of all your marketing efforts. I mean, is people in the lower funnel already know about you. They have had some interaction with your hotel brand. Mm-hmm. At any time, so they know about you, and as I'm like to say, they are about to buy.
I mean,
is that activity or that users, not activity, that users that are close to make a reservation?
I've got you. So they've gone through that bit that we all do where we're thinking we might want a holiday, we're searching on Google, but now we've got to a point where we've identified where we want to stay, a specific hotel. Are we that narrow that we've got a hotel that we want to stay at? Is that what you're saying, that they now know about us? Right. Okay.
Yes. So, but basically, we need to identify which are these users, and there are signals that confirm that the user is going to buy, or at least they have an intent to do it.
Okay, so
because obviously you can search on Google, but you can search how to spend my next holidays, but this is not a clear intention of making a reservation.
Okay.
However, if you search on Google for a hotel name plus, for instance, offer, promotion, whatever, hotel name, promotion.
Gotcha.
So this is for us in marketing this is for us the right signal. Somebody who is looking for some specific activity related.
Understood.
With reservation.
I've got you. So, So because of that, the two factors of it then. So because they've actually mentioned a specific hotel, but also the combination that they've put offer or promotion, they're in that. Almost I'm ready to buy because I'm now thinking about cost or doing something with it. Is that right?
That's it. But even we consider low funnel activity if there is no keyword related with offer. I mean, somebody who is looking for a hotel specifically for us as considering to make a reservation.
Yep.
So there are also different, searches related with hotel names that may not have a reservation as a consequence.
Understood.
You can also maybe already have a reservation with a tour operator and you go to Google to see how fantastic is the hotel that you have already booked through an operator. However, we cannot know about the intention if there is just a search with a hotel name.
So that lower funnel piece is that getting them converted across to make a booking. Is that right? Is that kind of where we're seeing they're the signals we're looking for? Okay.
Yes. I mean, is not the searches on Google or another search engine is not the only way to identify the user intent. Mm-hmm. We have also meta searches, mm-hmm. which are another of the most important marketing channels where we can identify users in the low in the lower funnel.
Okay.
Meta searches is endemic of the travel industry.
Yeah.
So this context means that if you go to a meta search, you have an intent related with travel.
Okay.
Probably you are still in the mid funnel with trying to consider which is the best place.
Different
to
options,
go.
Yeah.
But if you are comparing prices for a specific hotel for a specific date, obviously you have an intent. So this traffic acquisition for us is also very relevant and is located in the low funnel.
So is it easy? I mean, you know, you're doing this all the time, working with hotel clients, advising them. Is it easy to identify those people, whatever business, leisure, whatever it may be? Is it easy to identify those that are close to making a reservation?
So yes, but you should be, I mean, it's easy because you are responding to some activity from the user side. I mean, mm-hmm. the user is searching to your brand on a search engine or a meta search.
Yeah.
So as a hotelier, what you have to do is to be there.
I've got to you to be ready to hear that. Yeah.
To cover this need. So it's easy, yes, because we know how many people are looking for our hotels on Google Ads.
Right.
Google.
Yeah.
So we can respond with Google Ads.
Yeah.
So every time that the user is looking for your hotel name on Google, you should to be there. Every time that somebody is looking for your hotel on a meta search, you should be there.
Yeah.
If you want to get reservation or traffic acquisition at the most efficient way.
Okay. And so what are the different, so, I mean, you've mentioned meta search, you've mentioned website. I mean, you hear about so many different marketing channels mm-hmm. that, you know, hotels need to use or can use. How do you make the most of those channels to be able to, you know, identify those people?
Mm-hmm. So I think that it's demand game.
Mm-hmm.
If there is demand, you should be there. If there is no demand, so you are not going to spend any money.
Yeah.
So in the end, you are trying to respond to a request.
Okay. So okay. In the old fashioned way, so a bit like when someone may have picked up the phone
uh-huh.
to try and make a reservation, but maybe they couldn't reach you, but they left a message. Yeah, that's like a signal that they're ready to book. That's kind of that's like your online signal, yeah.
Yes. So how to take advantage of those channels and make the most of them? So you need to understand exactly how Google Ads works, how Meta Search works. I mean, it's not just I need to be there and I'll be there. No,
you need
to understand all the functionalities behind each channel to take advantage of that. For instance, in terms of meta search campaigns, it's not just having the right connectivity. You need to explore how to make the best connectivity ever. All the options, all the functionalities that meta search can offer. You need to offer a price with taxis, with no taxis. You need to have all the meal plans. You need to have all the different rooms, everything.
So all those different combinations that you...
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not just having the viewability or the connectivity and that's it. It's not just about it. There is a strategy behind. and everything should be connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted also to include here that obviously the website becomes relevant in here because we are doing efforts on digital marketing spend, but then we need to cover everything within our website. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that, for instance, in Metasearch, you need to include taxes or not, depending on the country user.
Mm-hmm.
But then you should do the same in your website.
Okay.
Because if not, there is no accuracy in terms of price. So once you have all the this lower funnel user that you have already identified, then you need to cover everything, all the needs that they may have in your website and especially in your booking engine. Because in the end, what we're trying to do is to convert these leads into clients. So booking engine in here is critical.
And I think I just want to pick up on your point on the website there, because we've spoken about looking at signals when people are searching, whether being, you know, whether they're through Metasearch or through Google. But I guess one of the biggest indicators would be if someone's actually been to your website and maybe started part of a process. Does that fall outside because the marketing is to get them to your site, and then once they're on your site, that's no longer considered low funnel digital marketing. That's now another process. Is that right, or have I misunderstood? No.
You are right. The thing is that when user goes to your website, as I mentioned, we need to guarantee that they are that they will have everything to make the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And all the functionalities that user may need. In here, sometimes the user is not as ready as we think to make a reservation. Maybe they need to check it at home to take a reservation. We are not talking about a pen. We are talking about holidays or a weekend. So it's a high amount of money sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
When the user leaves your website, so we start with remarketing activity,
mm-hmm.
which is also considered low funnel activity.
Okay.
And it belongs to low funnel because, as I mentioned in the beginning, it means that the user have had an interaction with your brand.
So that you're trying to convert them. So that conversion piece. Yeah. I've got you.
In here also, it's important to keep in mind that we can take advantage of all the traffic from your website, not just the traffic that comes from the digital marketing activity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your website also have organic traffic, direct traffic, or other channels that are also feeding the traffic of your site. So we can also take advantage of that, and we can create the right audiences of those users that start in a reservation process and decide to leave from the site without making a reservation.
Okay.
So we consider those users, we put it in an audience, and we impact them through remarketing efforts, specifically for this users,
yeah,
and separately from the other users that we don't know which kind of interaction have had with us.
I've got you. So you've got those that are searching, but specific search terms that indicates they're at a potential conversion point that you mm-hmm. could target. And then there's obviously those that have then come to your website and maybe in some way engaged and provided indicators that they are looking to possibly go to the next step, that you then, that's that remarketing piece. And they can be slightly different because you've got different information and knowledge about that person depending where you're engaging with them, where they're coming from. Is that right?
Yeah. We try to re-impact them once they left the website,
yeah,
if they are not making a reservation.
Gotcha.
So we can know which is the traffic channel from each user in the website. So this mm-hmm. is something that we can identify through analytics.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use this information also in our benefit to make the most of the digital marketing activity.
I've got you.
In terms of remarketing and in order to know which is the performance of each channel activity that we are doing.
I've got you. So being able to see where you're coming from, you can think about how you want to remarket to them or reapproach them. But also in the same way, you can then look further down once they do convert to look at where they came from and what you did and what provides a greater conversion. Because I guess then that might help influence down the line. Okay, well, we're better off putting more effort into this channel because mm-hmm. when they come through, we get a better conversion. Is that uh-huh. right? Okay.
Yes. We have demand. We can identify this demand if they are searching for us specifically with our hotel name. Mm-hmm. So this is the big part of the low funnel demand that we want to cover. We want to cover that because it's the most efficient traffic acquisition and there is a travel intent behind.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for us specifically. So, okay, if you want some specific thing, the company should be there.
Yeah.
Remember that if you are not going to be there with your direct channel, OTAs will be there because mm-hmm. for OTAs is also the most efficient yeah. reservation. Okay. So this from one side. From the other side, everything related with user behavior within the website.
Mm-hmm.
We know all the entries that we have in the website and we know all the people that is finally making a reservation or not. So we can use this traffic that does not make a reservation to re-impact them
mm-hmm.
with our remarketing efforts.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of remarketing, you can also do it through different marketing channels. I mean, it's not just focus on one specific thing. You can do remarketing efforts through display, through banners, mm-hmm. okay? But you can do also through email.
Okay.
For instance, imagine that you are in the last step of the reservation process. You have already put your email there, but you don't have your credit card,
yeah.
for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
So you abandon the reservation process, but we already collect your email. So we can send you an email remembering that your process is still open
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you can close
you forgot
your
something.
Exactly. So this is also remarketing through email, which is cart abandonment.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
most
yeah.
common
yep.
Way to say it. So we as a company or a hotel as a company proactively try to get this user with them again after doing this activity.
So in a way then listening to this, it's all a form of, if they don't follow the logical path we would like through to booking, we're looking for these signals in various different areas that enable us to remarket to them.
Yeah, well, for us, the main are email and also banners. But
mm-hmm.
the display is also a wide channel. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can do display marketing through display network,
mm-hmm.
but you can do also display marketing within social media.
So of course,
here,
yeah.
We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, and we have other networks that are available for the remarketing efforts.
Gotcha.
So sometimes happens that you are on your feed on Facebook or Instagram and there is an ad that
yeah.
is trying
from
to
that hotel
you
yeah.
to go again
yeah.
to the hotel website that you were searching or checking some prices.
Gotcha.
So we have these kind of options, but even we can do something with this a little bit more focused on efficient
mm-hmm.
efficiency, which is, for instance, you have been searching on Google for the hotel name, you go to your to the website of this hotel, and you then go out the website, and then you type again on Google the hotel name.
Okay.
We know that you have been in the website and it's your second search on Google. So we can decide as a hotel what we have to do with you. So we can think, and this is something that you need to test. But you can think, okay, I'm not going to bid for this user because they already have been in my website.
Yeah.
And probably they want to go again to the website. So why should I pay to Google the click if they have an intent to go again to my website?
Gotcha.
This could be one option.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you can also say, okay, I want to multiply the bid that I'm going to do for this specific user because it's too hot. It's near to make the reservation. And if I'm not bidding for them, the OTAs will
do. Gotta be, yeah. So if I'm spending money at this, if we say the lower funnel, and I've got the information, there seems to be the intent. From my naive perspective, it would seem that I would have a much better idea, because if I retarget them, they're either going to book and I'll get some money, or they're not going to book. So in a way, I would like to think it would be potentially easier for me to see, did I get it or did I not get it, if I did bid or if I didn't bid. So the metrics and tracking and understanding ROI to me would seem simpler at this stage than it may be further up the funnel. But as I say, that might be my naivety, and it could be completely the other way around. What's your take on metrics and tracking and being able to see that return on investment?
Yeah, everything should be tracked, properly tracked. This is something basic. It's the most important thing before starting with your digital marketing activity. You need to know exactly how everything flows and which is the performance associated to all the activity that you are doing. If you don't have that, you are not going to do it properly. And having said that, then it's a strategy, and you need to think and having conversations with your agency regarding business and the strategy. And there is no a magical way to do it. It's test, measurement, and take decisions based on data. Is the best thing that you can do is take your decisions based on numbers and data, and but obviously it should be properly tracked. So don't do it. And this is related with ROI, and this is related with the budget. Mm-hmm. So if everything is correct in terms of tracking, I think my point of view regarding the media spend is that the money that you want to allocate to this low funnel should be open. There are a lot of hotels that allocate a certain and a specific amount of money for digital marketing purposes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's enough and sometimes it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, we are saying that low funnel activity is the most efficient traffic acquisition. So why should I limit it? We should allocate the right media spend, the right budget, as long as we have certain return of spend. So each hotel is able to say, okay, this is my limit in terms of return of spend, and it could vary, because it's not the same return of spend that you can expect from a high season on or low season, or in a market where your brand is properly known or not. So it depends.
There will be variables,
But yes, but you can find, you can choose the one that you want. Go. So, okay, imagine that we set 10. Return of at spending, 10. So, okay, if your investment performs at the ROAS 10, mm-hmm. don't limit it.
Yeah, because you know you're getting the number you want. Yeah. I've got you.
So open budget. The thing is that sometimes hotels say, okay, no, I want to put this specific amount for each month, which from my point of view is not correct because demand is not linear.
Yeah.
You don't know how many searches you will have on Google for your hotel brand. So you can now allocate a fixed amount of money for cover this need.
Yeah.
So we need to flow with the demand and we need to flow with a lower funnel activity. And if we have the right return of a spend, we should cover all the needs. And 1 month will be 10 and the other month will be 20K, whatever.
I've got you. So by focusing on what your ratio is, if you say our ratio is 10 or 8 or 9, whatever you decide on, you adjust according. So if you're getting the revenues in that you want at that kind of spend, then you continue with that kind of budget, which hopefully drives in more revenues. It's not saying, okay, we've spent our 50,000, which would be lovely in a month, maybe, I don't know, and say, okay, we've spent that now, we're not going to stop. Because if you know that the demand is there and you've still got people searching for you with the word promotion or offer, or people coming to your website, and you've stopped your investment in the lower funnel, mm-hmm. then you basically said, we don't want those bookings. And the reason you're doing it is because you've used up your budget, not because there is no more demand.
Obviously, you need to have an idea.
Yeah, budget in place. Yeah.
But you need to have the option to
some
play
flexibility.
With that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely necessary because demand flows. Because you don't know also how the user is going to perform.
Exactly.
It not depends just on you.
Yeah.
There is also competition. Maybe there is an OTA undercutting your price. Mm-hmm. So you need to fight against that, and you need to have in mind which is your strategy, and you need to focus on that.
No, okay. That makes sense.
If I want to improve my direct channel sales, I need to have the right levers in terms of digital marketing to get those users with me.
Yeah.
And I will just start with the low funnel activity because it's the most efficient.
You've already got the people there, haven't you? Yeah, exactly. No, it makes sense. I think it's interesting to look at it as a conversion. So you maybe set an indicative budget and a conversion rate that you're looking for, your ROAS, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. And if your ROAS is there, but your spend is going up, well, does it matter because it's translating through to what you need to increase revenue? So it becomes an indicative budget to help you plan for the year, but it isn't set in stone. And
ROAS or ROI are two concepts in digital marketing activity, but sometimes hotels don't understand exactly what does it mean. So what we try to do is to change a little bit the concept and mm-hmm. talk about commission,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Which is the percentage that this specific reservation costs for you as a hotel.
Okay, interesting. And, so relating and almost like you would with an OTA.
Yeah.
That's
the point. So when you see that lower funnel activity, if you do everything in your website the best way possible, so you see that it's between 3-8%. It depends because of all
of
the
course.
Things that we have been talking about. But let's say the average 4. So 4%. So if you compare with the commission that you need to pay to an OTA.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking again with the budgeted and the media spend, why you should limit this option? You are not going to close out an OTA when they have a certain amount of commission.
So as you're saying, if you kind of had like your lower funnel activity was a commission, and as long as it was driving to the level of bookings that you need, even if it was up at 10%, it's still going to be more profitable. Yeah, because it's easy to talk in low percentages, but even if you make it come close at 10 or 12%, if you're tracking the OTA commission for the bookings that you're getting, and then you're tracking your low funnel commission that you're paying for those bookings, you now suddenly have a direct comparison.
Yeah, in the end, what you have to think is that within the commission that you are paying to an OTA, the OTA need to cover their marketing, need to cover their technology. So, okay, let's do it the same for the direct channel.
Yeah.
So, okay, you need to allocate the budget. You need to have your website. So if commission is lower than the one that you are paying to an OTA, it's perfect in terms of profit and loss in your hotel. Yeah. So we are trying to start with
but
in terms of the activity, we are trying to start with the most efficient one.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to start with the digital marketing activity that costs 15% commission. No, we will start with the one that costs 3%.
Yeah.
And then step by step, we will go through the funnel from the lower funnel activity to the upper funnel activity, but trying to have properly covered the one which is the most efficient that belongs to the customers and the demand that already know your
brand. Already there. No, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Conscious of your time, so I don't want to overstay our welcome. But I think that's probably the fact that you've mentioned the mid and upper funnel. That's what we're going to talk about. So in a way, that's why we wanted to start with this one, because it's okay. Well, this is where you can look at this as a commission, because it's much more clearly to see, we retarget, do they convert, and look at that cost as a commission on that sale. In the next video, we'll talk about the mid and upper, where we're talking different money, we're talking different ways of looking at it, we're talking different techniques.
Different metrics, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think for the purpose of this one, I think we pretty much seem like we've covered everything. From your point of view, we covered all the key points that you wanted to convey?
Yeah, I think that the idea is clear. I'm comfortable with the interview today.
Brilliant. Thanks. Well, thanks for joining us, and look forward to doing the next one with you.
Thank you, Trevor.
Take care. Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Powell for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.